Hey, hey, welcome to the Bodies Built Better podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Tan, and I'm so grateful you are here today, especially because this is a very special episode. In fact, I have 12 special episodes for you as we count down to Christmas. So welcome to the first day of the 12 days of Quotemus.
See what I did there? Christmas and Quotemus. Yo.
But why on earth am I talking about quotes? Well, I believe quotes are really important, and I believe they can be really impactful. They can make us think, laugh, make us change the way we do things, the way we see things, the way we say things. It can challenge our beliefs and even sometimes change the way we see the world. And this is where their true importance lies. When we open our minds to new perspectives, alter a habit for our own health and well-being, or make a change that benefits our friends, family, or community, we're making a significant impact. It's these shifts in perception and action that I believe really, really matter. And because of this, I didn't want to just talk about all the quotes that I love and that resonate with me. I wanted to get your help and understand what resonates with you and has changed the way you think and the way you move through life. So I hit up Instagram, as you do. You can find me at JackieTan2.0 in case you're not following me yet. And I asked you guys to give me your favorite quotes. And I'm so blown away by the response and all the different quotes. I love hearing different quotes. And I'm so honored and grateful that not only did you share your stories with me, but you're even happy to have me share them or share your story in this space today over the next 12 days. So thank you so much to everyone who sent in either a message or an audio about their favorite quote and why. So for the next 12 days, we'll dig into your favorite quotes and my own, the origin of the quote, what they mean, and how we can make practical changes in our lives inspired by the quote. So let's kick off this 12 days of Quotemus journey together, shall we? Today's episode is inspired by my beautiful friend, Natalie Terminelli. She shared this quote, "Nothing changes if nothing changes." And here she explains with us why it holds a special place in her heart.
"Nothing changes if nothing changes" is a quote I saw at my very first gym when I was in my early 20s. And I've carried it through to times in my life where I have had to bounce back from challenges. In my postpartum fitness journey, my career as a secondary school teacher, motherhood, the many changing roles I play as I navigate a day in the life of Natalie, I am endlessly problem solving and responding to situations which demand change or a different response. This quote is deeply planted to motivate me to do better and be better. And of late, it's been my postpartum journey, moving from an independent, career-driven traveller to a mum of 3 under 15 months to now a person who simply wants to hold on to parts of my identity I so easily forgot about in the busyness of life.
Nat, thank you so much. I love this and I think you're amazing. And just like in the beginning of this episode, you know, it's a beautiful example of how a quote can change our outlook. It can change your day or it can change a moment in time. So let's look at the origins. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. You want change, make some. And the quote is by Courtney C. Stevens. And she says that in her book, The Lies About Truth. Now, this book, just to give you a bit of insight, is a young adult novel which centers on Sadie Kingston, a young woman grappling with the aftermath of a car accident that claimed her friend's life and left her with physical scars and, of course, emotional scars. So, struggling to move forward, she finds solace in her friend's brother. And as their relationship deepens, Sadie confronts her trauma and the challenges of healing. And the story highlights her journey of overcoming pain and loss, underscored by a list of tasks that she creates, each a step towards her emotional recovery. So that's where the quote has come from. And it's incredible coming back to the power of quotes, how something can get picked up and it kind of takes a life of its own and is used in so many different situations. So to empower people in their own lives. So for example, Stephen M. Melamus, he's a medical doctor, PhD. He writes for Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine, and he states that changing your life is the first rule of recovery. Simply refraining from using drugs or alcohol is not enough to achieve lasting recovery. If you do not change your life and work towards creating a lifestyle that makes it easier to avoid alcohol in the future, the same factors that led to alcohol use in the past will still be present and make it difficult not to fall back into long-standing patterns. So that's one of the most commonly repeated AA mantras. You know, nothing changes if nothing changes. This saying reminds the members that small, consistent changes are the key to moving forward toward their larger recovery goals. So have you ever found yourself stuck in a loop, going through the same old routines, complaining about the same things, but not really taking steps to make a change? It's a common place to be, and I've certainly been there numerous times, I hate to admit, which is why when I look back on the aspects of my life that I'm dissatisfied with, I ask myself, what actions have I actually taken to change my circumstances? And if the answer is none, then the next question is why? And I encourage you to do the same thing. This is where it can get tough and a bit confronting. Sometimes the reasons are clear cut, but other times you might need to dig deep and be brutally honest with yourself. I know for me, that is a daunting journey and why I've put it off a few times, to say the least. There's this part of me that hesitates. I don't want to face the reasons why things are still the same and why I haven't made changes. And because it's not just about asking the question, but being ready to hear the answer, why haven't I taken the necessary steps for change? It's in confronting these questions, as uncomfortable as they may be, that we often find the most profound insights and the impetus for real change. Giving ourselves the space and time and grace to explore why we often resist changing our ways is really important to find out the true reason behind why we're not making change. And then maybe the meaning and stories we have told ourselves to protect us from what might happen if we do make change. And I really feel it's often these stories that hold us back in so many ways. And yet, the crazy thing is that they may not hold any truth whatsoever. So understanding why we often resist change involves giving ourselves the space, time, and grace to explore. It's crucial to uncover the true reasons behind our reluctance. So while the quote, "nothing changes if nothing changes," prompts us to think about change and the actions necessary to align our lives with our needs, wants, values, or goals. It goes deeper than that. It's not just about change in isolation. It's about examining and possibly reshaping our beliefs, our choices, and actions that lead to change. This quote serves as a reminder, or maybe even a wake-up call, that if we desire something different, a different outcome, a different life, a different feeling, the initiative must start with us. We cannot simply wait for the world to change for us, nor can we wait for the people around us to change. Our power lies in changing what we can control, and in doing so, we might just set off a positive ripple effect, inspiring change in others as well. Now, let's bring Einstein into this conversation. He famously said, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results." Now, clearly he wasn't speaking of actual insanity. Instead, he was highlighting a common flaw in our thinking. It's a trap we fall into at times, sticking with the same old routines while secretly hoping for a different outcome. It's kind of like flipping on a switch on and off again and expecting a disco ball to switch on instead of a light. I mean, unless you've installed a disco ball, which is cool, but otherwise, I mean, it's unrealistic, right? But here's the thing. This pattern isn't something to beat ourselves up about. Our brains are naturally wired for predictability and routine. These familiar patterns provide a sense of safety and security. It's the fear of the unknown that holds us back. Embracing change means stepping into uncharted territory, which can be risky, uncertain, and yes, downright uncomfortable. Yet it's in this space of uncertainty that true growth and change occurs. Recognizing this can be the first step in breaking free from the cycle that Einstein described, opening up ourselves to new possibilities and outcomes. Now let's dive deep into something really fascinating, the psychological and neurological aspects of habits and change. Ever wondered why it's so hard to kick an old habit or start a new one? Well, there's a whole lot going on in our brains when we try to do this. First, let's talk about the brain and habits. Our brains love efficiency. When we repeat an action enough times, our brains shift that action from the conscious part, where we're actively thinking about it, to the subconscious part. That's where habits live. It's like autopilot mode. This process is super useful for stuff like driving a car, or typing, or getting up in the middle of the night, going to the bathroom in the dark and knowing where to go and not stubbing your toe on the corner of the bed because you've done that trip a few times. But it's not so great when the habit formed isn't good for us, say like reaching for junk food when we're stressed. So is it tough to break these habits? Well, each time we perform a habit, our brain releases chemicals like dopamine, which makes us feel good. And over time, our brain starts to crave this dopamine hit, and that's what makes the habit stick. The more you repeat an action, the more the brain moves that action from decision-making parts, like the prefrontal cortex, to areas like the basal ganglia. This part of the brain is all about routine, behaviors, and reflexes. It's basically our autopilot mode. All right, so we've talked a lot about the need for change and the challenges that come with it. Now let's get into the real meat of it. How can we actually make these changes happen in our lives? It's all about taking those big ideas and breaking them down into something doable. So, here are some practical tips to help you on your journey of change. First up, goal setting. Yes, I said it. And you'll hear it over and over again. And for good reason, right? It works. It's the starting block for any change. But here's the key. Get specific. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, say, I want to eat 3 servings of vegetables a day, or I want to walk 10,000 steps a day. Specific goals give you a clear target to aim for. Now, let's talk about small actionable steps. Change doesn't have to be this giant, overwhelming thing, because we all know when it feels giant and overwhelming, we kind of just keep putting it off. I've done that many times. So break it down into smaller tasks. Want to start reading more? Start with 5 or 10 minutes a day before bed, or a time that suits you best. Want to drink more water? Drink a glass first thing when you wake up, have it on the bedside table. These small steps are less daunting and they add up to big changes over time. And the real magic? Consistency. It's not about taking giant leaps every day. Instead, it's the small, consistent steps that count. These repeated actions are what build neural pathways in your brain, slowly turning your new actions into habits. And remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about making progress. Perfection can be a trap. Progress is the real deal. But what happens when things don't go according to plan? Setbacks, my friend, are inevitable. It's crucial here not to be too hard on yourself. This is where forgiveness and self-compassion come into play. Forgive yourself for the missteps. They don't define your journey. They are just a part of it. Learn from these setbacks with kindness and understanding towards yourself. Then gently guide yourself back on track. It's about acknowledging where you stumbled, but not letting it halt your progress. Treat each day as a new beginning, a chance to reaffirm your commitment to your journey, and practice self-compassion as you go. By doing so, you'll find that your path to change becomes more sustainable and way less daunting. Change isn't easy, but by embracing these strategies, setting clear, specific goals, focusing on small, manageable steps, and maintaining consistency, and effectively dealing with setbacks with forgiveness and self-compassion, you, my friend, are laying strong foundations for success. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the takeaways. We dived deep into the powerful idea that nothing changes if nothing changes, and how this ties in with Einstein's perspective on insanity and repetitive behavior. We explored the psychological and neurological aspects of habits and change, understanding why breaking old habits and forming new ones can be challenging, but possible. And even more rewarding. We also discussed the critical role of mindset in embracing change and the importance of setting specific goals, taking small actionable steps, maintaining consistency, and gracefully handling setbacks. Change isn't just about the actions we take, it's equally about the mindset with which we approach these actions. Because if your mind isn't in the game, what hope do we have to make that change? Now, I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you've been waiting for change but haven't taken the step? Maybe it's a personal goal, a professional aspiration, or even a shift in how you approach relationships. Whatever it is, remember, the journey starts with you. So, Thank you. Thank you so much, Natalie, for sending in that quote. I really love it. And I wanted to start with it because I feel like this entire year for me has, I mean, it's been that theme, right, of change. So it's quite poignant when you sent that through, and certainly to start the 12 days of Quotemas. I think it's really cool. So thanks, Nat. I hope you found something in this episode that resonates with you and sparks a desire for positive change. And we, my friends, are just getting started, because in the next episode, we'll dive into another incredible quote and unravel the wisdom it holds. So stay tuned, stay curious, and let's keep the conversation going. So if you haven't sent me a quote that really resonates with you, I'd really love to hear it. So over on Instagram, DM me Jackie Tan with two N's. 2.0, so Jackie Tan 2.0. Send me a DM, tell me what your favorite quote is and why, and I'll even feature you on the podcast. So if you've enjoyed our time together, I have a small favor to ask. This year, instead of sending me all those gifts that you plan on doing, what I'd really love is your support. If you could take a moment to rate this podcast and leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Your feedback not only helps me improve, but it also helps others find us so we can keep growing this incredible community. Or if there's someone in your life who you think could benefit from what we've talked about today, why not share this episode with them? Let's spread the wisdom and encouragement far and wide. Thanks again for tuning in and being a part of this journey. I appreciate you. Remember, every step, no matter how small, is a step towards positive change. Really looking forward to having you on the next one. Stay awesome, and we'll catch you next time.